Well, there's concern in legal circles here that the federal government's proposed changes to lending laws could make it harder for victims of domestic violence to walk away from abusive relationships. The changes were first mooted in September and would remove some responsible lending obligations from consumer law, so it'd be easier for banks to loan money. The federal government says the move would help spur Australia's economic recovery, but those who work closely with domestic violence victims say the laws may inadvertently trap people in a cycle of debt even after the abusive relationship is over. Mario Christodoulou reports.
For around 18 months, Sarah was trapped in an abusive relationship. But 3 years ago, when she finally walked away, there was a nasty shock. Tens of thousands of dollars of loans, some of which she knew nothing about.
He didn't have a job. I was the only one working. And he would say, oh, we need to pay for this and this. We don't have any money. We need to get some. And so he would either tell me to sign up for one or he'd sign up for one without me knowing and use his phone number for the verification.
Sarah, which is not her real name, later learned that behind her back, her partner was applying for loans in her name.
It wouldn't be difficult for him to just log into one of my banks and apply like that. And he would either use his phone number or I would get a text and he'd be like, oh, I'm signing up for this. Can you send me the code? But it wouldn't be what he was actually signing up for.
Even though the relationship ended years ago, she's still stuck with the legacy of those loans, a poor credit rating which she's trying to get overturned.
And I couldn't borrow money to get my life started again. I had to go get a lawyer and help me with the financial issues before, you know, I could really start putting myself in a good position.
She says if the lenders had contacted her directly, she would have told them that the loans had nothing to do with her.
Definitely, I think if banks called and actually said, what do you need this loan for? Or if they needed to speak to the person who they think is applying for the loan, I think that would be helpful because, you know, half the time it wasn't me applying.
Those who have dealt up close with victims of domestic violence say, under the proposed laws, lenders may inadvertently allow unfair loans for people in abusive relationships slip through their systems.
Under the new proposed laws, the verification process is much, much more limited.
Jo Evans is the senior solicitor at Legal Aid New South Wales. Her office is often the last resort for victims of domestic violence trying to exit a loan they never wanted.
The sorts of situations we see are clients who they may have been coerced into taking out a loan.
She says under existing laws, victims of financial abuse can argue that the banks should never have made the loan in the first place, but that under the proposed laws, those legal avenues will be limited.
So at the moment, the legislation is really clear. A lender must not make an unsuitable loan to a consumer, whereas the proposed laws say that the lenders need to have systems in place. But it doesn't give an individual a right of redress if an unsuitable loan is made.
Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg said in a statement the proposed reforms will simplify Australia's credit framework, reducing red tape while protecting those consumers who need it most. A spokesman from the Australian Banking Association said Australian banks lead the way in preventing financial abuse related to domestic violence and that there are already layers of protection against financial abuse, including provisions in the legally binding Banking Code of Practice. Brett Lemessurier is a senior banking analyst. He says banks are always trying to weed out dishonest customers, but added verification can take time.
It's dishonesty on the part of the applicant, as well as the banks not being able to identify genuine hardship cases. Those two combine to create the issue. But of course, the more you focus on getting that right, the more drawn out the whole approval process is.
And that has the potential to slow down economic activity on a vast scale.
If you want to go through detail checking of everything, it slows the process down. So the cost of being absolutely certain is quite significant.
Banking analyst Brett Lemessurier, Mario Christodoulou reporting.